my friends, Jacob's here one more time. Glad you pressed the play button because I got something important to talk to you about. That's right, Kim Kardashian's costume. People are all up in arms. They're all freaking out about the fact that she spent probably about 35 hours in makeup and then released a video of her looking all like she was caught on hidden camera. Oh, don't see me. I look like a lizard. I look like a dinosaur. I look like a crocodile. Actually, she said that it is called the albino alligator. I guess that's, you know, that's a normal costume for the celebs. But let me tell you something. We're going to go deep on this because there are layers.
You see, albino alligator was actually Kevin Spacey's directorial debut in 1986 about three small-time crooks. It's titled Albino Alligator because in the alligator world, what they will do when an enemy approaches is distract the enemy by using the albino alligator. The albino alligator becomes the patsy, becomes the bait.
There are layers. There are layers, and I put the meatball hat on so that you know that this is just a little bit of fun, but it's connected to scripture and the Trumpster of all things. How can that be possible? Because when I first saw that it was put out there, I was like, oh, no big deal, until the Donut, you know Alex Donut, you should check out his channel. The Donut puts out this right here, this really cool little post, and he compares Kardashian to a Kardashian on, like, Deep Space Nine, Star Trek. This race of evolved from reptilians. They're not good with the Vulcan mind melt. Like, the Vulcans can come in there and they can mind control you. The Kardashians, they can't be manipulated, controlled. They're vicious. They're known to be vicious. They're known to be vicious and scary. So the fact that he put that out, I thought it was strange. I go, isn't that weird? They got the same name, and here she's looking a lot like it. So I think, you know, I'm surprised I didn't do something with Kim Kardashian dressed up like an albino alligator. Albinos, just so you know, mainly they're like really white. You know, they don't have any melanin, so they're like kind of like the whitest of the white. This is going to be significant in a little while. Just pay attention. An alligator, of course, is known for where you find the alligators. You find them in the swamps, right? You find them in the swamps. It's where you find the alligators. It's interesting that this is her choice. But I think to myself, I'm sure that I did something. And I looked it up. And take a look at these thumbnails side by side. That's a little strange, don't you think? You see there, my video titled The Queen, Kim Kardashian, The Aliens, and Poop. Yeah, that's right, poop. That's because back then, she was telling people that because she was launching her skincare line. And then her skim care line, which is like clothing, and it looks like, you know, it sounds like skin, but it is skim. She did this whole thing, and I did a video where I compared her to aliens, and I talked about poop-eating aliens, and I said that, you know, that maybe this whole thing's like a phony baloney show. Take a listen. Fantastic. Fantastic story. Kim Kardashian says she'd eat poop daily if it made her look younger. Why are we having this conversation? I'll tell you why. Because the crackpot marketing team thought, hey, let's get... Kim says I'm going to eat poop. It'll be news. And then everybody knows about skincare. And then you got meatballs like me helping her out. Hopefully it's a good product. I don't know. Moving on. New York Post and other reputable magazines, if you want to call, or periodicals, websites. I don't know. What are they called today? What do they tell me in the comments section? This says that there are four hostile... They titled their article, Noah sent this one to me, there are four hostile alien civilizations in the Milky Way, a new study claims. So, of course, that's like, wow. And I'm thinking, how do they know? How do they know? And it goes on to say, a new paper claims there could be fewer than one malicious extraterrestrial civilization in the Milky Way. And they've mastered interstellar travel. So this is a researcher who's So I don't know why they're making a big deal out of it. He's just a PhD student, okay? And it's not even peer-reviewed yet. But hey, let's throw it out there. Let's get everybody getting ready for the alien invasion. Or the fake alien invasion. Or the, I don't know, the invasion of the poop eaters. It's very weird. And the reptilians were one of the groups of those types of aliens. But it's 888 days from that video, which I find interesting because, you know, 88 is like, it's an interesting thing. Some people say that it's a beautiful, it's the infinity, it's the Meta logo. Other people say it's the eighth letter of the alphabet and that it's kind of like code for something. So it's strange, right? It's strange that it's like 880 days from my, you know, my video about her being a poop-eating alien, and then people saying that she is like some kind of a reptilian alien with the name that's connected to a reptilian alien, and they all look like crocodiles and alligators. It's very strange. So then I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, this is a swamp creature. It's an albino, so it's like super white. And I think, I wonder if Kim Kardashian, who she's going to vote for, because I'm thinking to myself, you know, a lot of people that are voting for the Trumpster, they, I don't know. Some people say, they say that, you know, that 88 grouping is connected to it. What do I know? I don't think so. I don't think that that's the case. I still find it interesting. The Donut then puts out something else that I thought was so weird. The Donut puts out this. Take a look at that. Isn't that strange? Well, they got this this game you've probably heard of it, the Illuminati game card game. It's like the, you know, and there are always these cards that pop up that are seem to be connected to what's going on in the world. And if you look at it, the albino alligator that the Donut figured out is it's like a playing card. And you actually play this card as a defensive move. Because it's not one of those cards that you play if you want to help advance someone, to have them go forward. It's not a great card if you want to advance, but it's a great card if you want to, like, defend. So maybe she just wanted to dress up as an albino alligator and it's not connected to anything else except for the fact that it's in the Book of Job. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, Jacob, you're talking at her. But it's a planet. I'm not. I promise you. The Book of Job, there is a creature called Leviathan. Leviathan is a crocodile. A lot of people don't know this. It's a crocodile. So what's weird about all this is that I understand that Job, when God is speaking to Job and he's saying, you know, are you capable of taking a crocodile, hooking it by its nose, bringing it on in, you know, and then having it run the show for you, having it speak tender words for you and then make a peace deal with you. And so I'm thinking, that's strange. I never read it that way. Now, what a lot of people don't understand is that Leviathan is very clearly Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. That Leviathan, that crocodile lying among the streams. God had had enough with Egypt. It had enough of their whoredoms. And so what he says to Leviathan is that he's going to bring Nebuchadnezzar against Egypt and utterly destroy Egypt. So here we have a picture of the two. We have a picture of Nebuchadnezzar, who's going to come with his hordes, which are said to be ruthless. And then, of course, you have Egypt. So the two will meet. So I see this albino alligator and I think of this passage and I say, could it be? And then God goes on to say that I created that beast for a reason. I did this. And you're not going to listen to me. You're worried about the beast, but you're not listening to me. So I'm like, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? This is basically my everyday because I'm a guy that's, I'm a writer, I'm an author, and I'm a man of faith. And I do like to look to the Lord for things. I think there's something to it. And so I will. I like this Bible Danielle bought me. This one has the big letters. This is the NIV version. Can you pull in the crocodile with a fish hook? Can you catch, like using a little fish hook, can you get a crocodile? Can you do that? Or tie down its tongue with a rope? Can you get this crocodile, this albino alligator to stop talking? Can you put a cord through its nose or pierce its jaw with a rope? Will it keep begging you for mercy, this crocodile? Will it speak to you with kind words? Will it make an agreement with you for you to take as the crocodile's slave for the rest of your life? Can you make a pet of it like a bird, or put it on a leash and walk it around a young woman's house? Will traders barter over this beast? Will they divide it among the merchants? Can you fill its hide with harpoons or its head with fishing spears? If you lay a hand on it, you will remember to struggle and never do it again. You're not going to mess with this albino alligator. You're not going to do it. God created him for a reason. Any hope of subduing this crocodile? It is false. The mere sight of it is overpowering. No one is fierce enough to rouse it. When then is able to stand against God? Who then is able to stand against me, considering I created it? Its strength in its graceful form. Who can strip it of its outer coat? Who can penetrate its double-coated armor? Who dares open the doors of its mouth? And the chapter goes on to describe this, like if you imagine like a crocodile. You know, what do you think? What do you think? How do you think you're going to handle something like that? Do you think you can handle something like that? And God's like, I created it for a reason. You think you're going to bring it in? You think it's going to be nice? You think it's going to make peace? It's going to make you a slave, a servant. Scriptures are filled with these wonderful stories. I just find the symbolism of Kim Kardashian, whose name is synonymous with another Kardashian in Star Trek, strange. I find the albino alligator strange. I find it 880 days from when I do my poop video, Kim Kardashian is an alien that eats poop. And the, her revealing of her being this albino alligator type beast, strange. It's interesting because in the scriptures it talks about how the beast system comes against this, you know, this harlot system, how the two really are in such odds, and God placed in the heart of the beast to come against it. It's almost like the Bible stories are playing out. Like you can even think of the scripture where, you know, God sends Nebuchadnezzar down to defeat Egypt. And you look at the two characters, you look at Trump and Nebuchadnezzar, and you look at even like Obama, everybody compares him to the Pharaoh. It's like, I mean, I'm not saying it is. The scriptures do say there's nothing new under the sun, but I'm saying it's going to be what it's going to be. So you better be serving God. That's what God's message is really to Job, is that you better do the right thing and just fear me. Don't fear the crocodile so much. All right, everybody? Let me know in the comment section if you think that I should have wasted time talking about someone like Kim Kardashian and why she dresses like that. But I thought that it was an opportunity for me to bring up a couple of cool stories that you probably don't know much about. So read it. Go to the Bible. Check it out. Get a simple version. Will you do me a favor? Will you get yourself a meatball hat? They're on sale and they're in stock. You go, you click the link. It helps the channel out because it's getting cold now. Right now, Ethan's out there with his buddy. They're doing a little rake into the grass. I'm going to go out and help him right now. I'm going to wear the meatball hat because it keeps my ears warm and it lets everybody know, look at how cool and funny I am. Right? Huh? All right. I love each and every one of you. All the rest of the stuff's in the description of the video below. Get toxic free cleaner, the best stuff ever. They're doing like a Black Friday event right now, which is starting for Truly Free. And they got this huge deal going on for like laundry detergent and dish soap. So go to trulyfreehome.com, enter code Jacob. You get 30% off. You're going to be happy and thank me that you did. Everything's going to be cleaner, smell better, be better, and you don't have to worry about getting any crazy sick shock that comes from most of the stuff that we put, you know, in our dishwasher and our dryers and our washing machines and on our clothes and around our children, on the tables, and, you know, get away from all the bad stuff and start doing the good stuff and become truly free too. Trulyfreehome.com, 30% off, code Jacob. It supports the channel. I appreciate it. I love you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.